Eric, can you hear us okay, sir?
I can, Mayor. Thank you.
Wonderful, sir. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maksud Mir. I'm a national consultant with Ambit Energy, calling in from Missouri. I live in Missouri, non-deregulated state, but I've been in business for 9+ years. This has been my 10th year in Ambit Energy. So the reason I'm telling you that is because in the last 10 years, there has been an evolution that I've gone through, that's both personally, financially, and both with my development. And the gentleman that we have tonight with us, he was very responsible for the development that I've had in Ambit Energy. Without him, there was a lot of steering that I could not have done, or a lot of guidance that I would have not received. Many of you were either mentored directly or by guided by this gentleman. He has been with Ambit since the beginning of Ambit, and he has known just about everything that is necessary for someone to succeed, and he has given that advice freely to us. So tonight is going to be no different. So Eric, I just want to do you service that you know, everybody who knows Eric Johnston, they know him as Mr. Boom Eric Johnston. So I want you to start off the call tonight with your classic boom, sir, if you wouldn't mind.
Mayor, I'd be glad to. Hey, first I want to give a shout out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. You know, I hope you guys had a great day, and you know, I'll just give a shout out to all the moms. Hey, for all the things you guys do, all I have to say is boom. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Eric, I know you've been involved with this industry. Thank you very much, sir, for being on this call tonight. But I know you've been involved with this industry from early on in your 20s. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, what attracted you to the industry, and then why the staying in this industry? What do you love about this, sir?
That's a great, great question, Amir. Thank you for asking that. You know, I as the boom guy, I get very, very excited and very passionate about this industry, because this industry has been very, very good to me. Not only, you know, I'll tell a little bit about how I got started in this business, but, you know, it's allowed me to meet leaders like yourselves. And, you know, I appreciate the kind words, but, you know, I think I view my role as a very symbiotic relationship with you guys. I learn a lot from y'all as well. I get energized and excited when I'm here on calls like this, and when I'm out in the field meeting with you guys and learning what you guys are doing out in the field. And so hopefully I can take back some of that information and try to put to use that and, you know, create some tools and information and, you know, work with Daryl to try to bring you guys things that'll help you build your business. So I appreciate everything that you guys do for us as well. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be here without you guys as well. So I appreciate that. So, you know, I guess I'll start. So that when I say that network marketing has been very, very good to me, my first job right out of college, more of a necessity at the time, because there weren't a whole lot of jobs. You know, we were going through a little bit of recession back in 1994. And, you know, I went to a job fair, and it was Excel Communications. Didn't know a whole lot about that, but it was a young, growing company. Found out very quickly, you know, it was a telecommunications company that also had network marketing. Didn't know a lot about network marketing at the time, but we were growing very fast. And, you know, I started out right from the beginning, probably one of the toughest jobs and most important jobs. I was in rep services. We called them representatives, not consultants, but I was in rep services taking calls. I know you guys have a lot of interaction with consultant support. They do an awesome, awesome job, but you know, it allowed me to get a crash course in this industry and start talking with leaders and people who were building their business. And I saw their excitement and passion, and I fell in love with the model, and saw Excel was able to do great things when you marry a service with, you know, network marketing. I also met my wife at Excel Communications. She started out a couple of months after me. And then I was in my first training class. I was in with a couple of gentlemen that you guys know, Daryl Starkweather, who I mentioned, and also Chris Chambliss. So, you know, just being able to work at Excel, growing very fast, we moved within different, you know, companies. I moved into the marketing communications, became a writer, then I became an editor of the magazine that we had, the Communicator, that went out, you know, every month. And, you know, really got to, you know, learn from, you know, the business as well, working with leaders, you know, like yourself in there and different things that really kind of helped, you know, me learn about the industry. So I worked there for a time being, and then I left Excel and for about 10 years. I went out on my own and did some environmental consulting. I wanted to kind of, you know, learn a little bit more about, you know, that industry and business. You know, I was responsible for, you know, getting work and out there in the field and learning how to write reports and different things. And it was pretty much your kind of work during your own business. I love doing that, but you know, I got a call from someone in 2007. It was Mr. Chris Chambliss, and he said, "Hey, you know, I've started this company, Ambit Energy, and I would love for you to come down and talk." So I went and talked to him, had a conversation, conversation with him. I got to meet, you know, Jerry Thompson. I got to meet John Burke, and you know, I was starting another job at the time. I was in between jobs when I talked to Chris, but you know, I made the decision to be a part of Ambit, much like you did. You know, once I saw the power of the opportunity, once I saw that they were marrying a service that everybody needs, electricity at the time in Texas with network marketing, and I saw the foundation and the level of, you know, investment that Jerry, John, and Chris were putting into the business, and I knew that, you know, it was going to be something special. It's great to have the idea to put it together, but, you know, they really took a lot of time and effort and energy and financing right from the beginning to make sure before they even took on their first customer that they were going to have, you know, a company that we could all build and be very, very proud of. So started out at Excel in 2007. I was the director of training. And so what that meant was I got to sit down with gentlemen like, you know, Brian McClure, Carlos Marin, Steve Thompson, you know, different leaders in the industry. And we kind of built the foundation of the training, the Jumpstart training and all that information that is pretty much the same as it is today. You know, it's when you have the right formula and the right training, why mess with success, right? So I was able to work with them and implement that throughout, you know, my tenure. And so I worked at Excel since 2007 and then, you know, moved into the role of vice president. It's kind of over all the communication and tools and websites and different things. Basically, if you can see it, touch it, read it, you know, any of the videos and stuff. So I got to work with a team who's a lot smarter and a lot more creative than I am. I'm very fortunate for that. And, you know, I had a great, great time, loved Ambit. You know, but then the industry started changing some, just the way it became more and more difficult for just to be a retailer in this space because, you know, just the different things with, you know, prices and different things out there that were, you know, some of the unknowns. And we dealt with some of those hardships as well, you know, whether it be the polar vortex or some of the different really, really hot summers in Texas. And, you know, it was getting harder and harder to do that. I think Chris and Jerry was realizing, you know, just the risk that was out there. And so, you know, Vistra came a knocking and loved our model and saw that we were doing, saw all the customers that we've been taking from TXU and their other brands in Texas. And so, you know, I think it was a very tough decision for Chris and Jerry to, you know, to give up their baby, give up their, you know, their company that they put so much blood, sweat, and tears and loved it so much. But, you know, I think it's like anything. I got a son that's going to be going to college very, very soon. So, you know, you want what's best for him. So I think they saw that, you know, Ambit would be in much better hands with Vistra, who was also a generation, had the generation capabilities on top of the retail and just all these resources that they had being a multi-billion dollar company. And, you know, kind of fast forward to February of last year when, you know, winter storm Uri froze the entire state of Texas. Quite honestly, and I think Jerry, you know, has even mentioned this as well when I've talked to him, it's, you know, if we had just been Ambit going through something like that, you know, it would have been very, very tough, if not impossible for us to continue to be a company based on, you know, just the risk that was out there on the retail side. And, you know, Vistra lost a big chunk of money during that storm, but with their generation capabilities and their stability and their financial backing, you know, they were able to, no pun intended, weather that storm and take care of our customers as well. You know, and I think that lends itself right now, you know, the Ambit opportunity is the same as it always is. It's still the best opportunity in America, but now we've got that backing of that, you know, risk portfolio that they're able to bring to the table to mitigate that and be able to provide us, you know, with that security. Because as you guys know, I mean, I want to be in this business for at least another 10 years. And so I see that Vistra has given us that freedom, and also with the resources and all the things that they are looking to try to help grow this thing for another 10 years, it's got me just as excited. So I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm kind of with a startup again, you know, so we're excited. Of course, then the pandemic hit, and this past couple of years, right after Vistra purchased us, we've had to kind of change the way we operate. I know you guys have done a fantastic job of, you know, continuing calls like this, having your virtual meetings. But, you know, I really view this as the next chapter in the success story of Ambit. We're getting back out there in the field. We're super, super excited about it. We've got Ambition registration. I'm sure we can talk a little bit more about that. It's launching this week. We're excited about that. It's going to be all in person. Live and in person, all of us are going to be together here in Dallas. I can't wait for that. We have an EC fly-in next week where they're, some of our newest ECs are coming to town. They're going to be able to take a tour of the building, get to meet with, you know, a lot of corporate leaders and field leaders as well. And, you know, then we're going to kick off our summer tour leading into Ambition. We're going to be back out in the field even more so. And, you know, we just came off a 5-star trip where we had a great, great time in Mexico. So it's I think everything that we've learned over the past couple of years, the backing of Vistra, the investment that they are working to make in Ambit, and, you know, their desire to continue to see this thing grow and even become even more successful, you know, and all the storms and everything we've weathered. Like I said, I'm excited, Mir. I can't wait, for the rest of this year and moving into the, you know, into Ambition. So, hey, we got a lot of exciting stuff, and I can't wait. So if you can tell, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to help you guys take this to the next level. And I'm excited to, meet the future generation of leaders as well that are going to help us build this thing even more so.
Yes, sir. I mean, just hearing you fired me up. Just hearing that you're committed for this business. I mean, you sound like as if you just joined a brand new company, sir.
I feel like I'm excited, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely can feel your excitement. Eric, you know, you probably don't hear from the field enough, like how thankful we are to corporate for going through this last 2 years, like difficult times that we've had, the transitioning and Ambit transforming. And we're going at a good pace right now where we're growing again in different areas, different markets have opened up, and then actually more markets will be opening up soon. So can you tell a little bit about what you were doing for the last year, developing that MyAmbit app, and how useful has it become? I feel like that's one of the best tools that Ambit has ever given us, sir. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit, sir?
Absolutely, Mir. You know, it was long overdue. I think we did get set back a couple of years, you know, with the pandemic. We'd always, our goal, you know, was to try to get a brand new app out there. Because we saw even before the pandemic, you know, the way people communicate and you know, build businesses, and, you know, just the younger generation that are coming up through, I mean, they are on their phones all the time, my kids included, you know, and we saw that the environment was right to try to put together an app that would just help you guys when you're out there. Nothing will take the place of, you know, one-on-one contact with people, but, you know, this tool gives you the information and stuff to do and really helps you build your business when you're on the go and make things more efficient. You're able to track, you know, when somebody's taking a look at the opportunity, so you can do that very, very important, you know, follow-up. But, you know, with the pandemic kind of slowed us down on that aspect of launching it. I think the pandemic was good in the standpoint that it gave us a little bit more intel on, you know, how people were building a business, how people were maneuvering through some of these times, and really come up with an app that, you know, I think does a good job, as I said, of really, you know, being that bridge between, you know, being out there and talking with people now that everybody's out and back out in the environment, you know, being able to form those relationships and using that tool as, you know, really a powerful, you know, a powerful thing that you can have to build your business. We make sure that, you know, all the information is right there within your app. We've got new tools coming out, you know, all the time. We want to make the information, you know, shorter, more concise. We know attention spans, you know, are getting a little bit shorter. So we wanted to make sure that we have, you know, a variety of those elevator pitches or those things that you can do that you can share with somebody to pique their interest and then do that follow-up. We have a brand new free energy video that's coming out very, very soon that you'll be able to share. It'll be very short, but you'll be able to send that out to prospective customers and then also prospective consultants to say, hey, you know, this is a program that we have that we've had, you know, great success with, and it's something that, you know, is really a powerful tool on that. We'll have a, you know, a new summer break video that we're working on as well. Texas, we offer the summer break product, which has been very, very popular. And then we're also working on, you know, new videos for our Power Perks plan. We'll be changing the name of that, coming up with a new plan, adding some new, you know, bells and whistles to that as well. And You know, so we're excited. The app is a great way for us to not only communicate with you guys, but, you know, also to build your business. We're committed to continue to provide new and fresh content, you know, around that. And we'll have more coming out at Ambition. And so, you know, and I think, you know, talking about Ambition, we've got, you know, we have some challenges in some of these marketplaces. We know, you know, some of these areas we have some issues with the incumbents and the way we, you know, have to do rates and different things around that. But we're also looking at some ways that I think it'll be good to help mitigate some of those issues as well. You know, we had to make some tough decisions on a business end, and, you know, maybe some more tough decisions that'll be happening as well. But, you know, like the tough decisions, all that means is any decision we have to make, you know, Vistra is committed to, it frees up more resources, more, you know, finances and different things to really be able to focus on the markets that we feel like that we can, you know, really continue to grow this business. And you mentioned new markets, you know, Scott Hudson is going to be, you know, in Annapolis, Maryland next week, talking with legislatures, you know, from around the country and everything, and just kind of talking about the benefits of, you know, the integrated model that Vistra has, retail and generation, as well as the advantages of, you know, deregulation and a deregulated market and true competitiveness. And also, you know, just not in the markets we're not in yet that aren't, you know, deregulated, but some of the markets that we're in as well that are deregulated, but really kind of make it tougher for us to be competitive against the incumbents. So, you know, it's just having those resources, having those people that are really out there championing the ambit cause and the deregulated thing. So, you know, we've got some opportunities, I think, for some other markets to open up as well as we move into the, you know, into this year and into next year as well. So I think everything's lining up, like I said, to really be, you know, a success story. But yeah, with the pandemic hopefully in the rearview mirror for us now, getting back to the basics, getting back to those one-on-one and group meetings and relationships that we have in person, and then, you know, just their you know, the mindset of, hey, we've got some new stuff that we want to push out at Ambition that we think is going to make the opportunity even better. And then trying to deal with some of the challenges we have in some of these markets and continue to push on these regulators and other states to say, hey, you know, this model works. Deregulation is good for the consumer, and really do that. So, you know, we've got a lot of work. We got a lot of work that we want to get done. But, you know, I'm excited about it, and I know there's a lot of very smart people within Vistra who they're new to the Ambit brand as well. But, you know, everybody I've talked to, we're no longer, you know, it's no longer Ambit, you know, and Vistra. We're all Vistra together, and Ambit is a very, very powerful brand within there. But they also understand that it's a relationship brand and a relationship business, and anything that we can do to help, you know, foster those relationships, we're going to continue to do, continue to roll out new tools, new information like that app, and, you know, just get to work and continue to listen to leaders like yourself, Mir, and other leaders on this call, and people out there and people who are, you know, actively building and working the business, talking with them, saying what's working, what's not, what can we do to help you, and what can we do to improve it? Because, you know, one of my favorite parts of my job is getting to meet new people, new leaders, people who are new to network marketing, start having success, people who have been in other network marketing companies that have come on that, you know, really see the power and the difference of the Ambit opportunity. So, you know, it's a lot. I know I've talked about a lot of different things there, but, you know, that's what I do. And I wake up in the middle of the night sometime and just write down notes and write down things that I'm thinking about, because, yeah, it's a really, really cool feeling to be a part of something that, you know, you can see that a lot of the hard work and effort that we've been putting in over the past couple of years, that we're starting to see some things that we're really, really, really excited about.
Yes, sir. That's a sign of genius, untamed genius, sir, when you wake up in the middle of the night with new ideas and you have to write it down.
I don't know about that. Maybe I'm getting older, Mir, and I have to write stuff down, I've never been called a genius, but I do. I do find that if I don't write something down, and, you know, sometimes you can use some of the stuff you write down in the middle of the night. Sometimes it doesn't make sense the next day, but hey, you know, I haven't been doing that for a long time, and just now recently I started doing that again, because I think it's just, there's so much cool stuff happening that I don't want to miss anything that I wake up in the middle of the night.
Yes, sir, and we don't want to miss your ideas either. So we're happy that we have a leader like you that's leading us. But because of this, I was going to ask you a question that kind of dovetailed into that. There's a multifold plan that you were talking about that's about relaunching of Ambit. and that's coming in September on Ambition. Can you give us a little behind the scenes of that, sir?
Absolutely. I think there's a myriad of different things that we're looking at. You know, we talked about some of the challenges we have on some of these products and some of the incumbents and some of the other markets that we work with. So, you know, we're looking at ways that we can, continue to offer products that customers want, that also, you know, we can make money at, you guys can make money at. But we also know that, you know, it is important that to be able to have the confidence to go out and talk with prospective customers. We're not going to say we're going to have something that will come out that, you know, we're always going to be the lowest price out there. It's just not the way it's going to be able to do that. We don't do that in Texas. We don't do that in our markets. But I think there are some ways that we can help to make that less of an issue in a lot of these markets, and also be able to, you know, maybe even compensate differently based on products that are sold out there. That's something we're looking at. You know, if you guys want to sell the best price product that we can offer out there that's really close to the incumbent, you know, that'll be fine. And we'll love and accept those customers. But, you know, if there's other value-based products out there that, you know, some customers want, you know, we deal with that in Texas, you know, all the time with our different things. And, you know, really those kind of plans that kind of give a little more value and we make a little bit more money, and then, you know, maybe you guys would make more as well. So we're looking at options around that. We're looking at enhancements to the compensation plan to try to get, you know, we always say the best way to, you know, to make it real for somebody is when they get that first check. But then after that is when they start getting that residual check and start able to, you know, earn monthly income and really see the true power of the AMBIT opportunity. We're looking at ways to enhance that. We're looking at ways to enhance, you know, some of the things that we have that we already have. I mean, we're looking at free energy. We're looking at ways that we can possibly, you know, make that even a better program as well. So, I mean, when I say everything's on the table, I mean, it is. We're looking at a potentially a new market here in Texas. You know, one of the cities has gone through the deregulation process as well. So that's something that we're hoping to be able to launch in 2023, and, you know, and continue to hopefully have some good news and good stories to tell us about how our efforts are doing with, you know, with some of these other states that are out there and kind of do that. So, I mean, we've got a great approach, and we've got some, you know, obviously we'll have some new bonuses and promotions that are tied to those who attend Ambition as well. So that'll be exciting. So yeah, we're going to do everything we can to put on the full court press coming out of Ambition so that everybody, you know, who attends as a part of it can really focus on, you know, doing what you guys do best, building a business. But we want to make sure that we reward you guys for doing that.
That's exciting. Sure. That is awesome. You know, when I heard about that, I mean, it's just makes me feel like, you know, it's time for everybody to re-engage. If they were on the sidelines for any little bit, you know, don't be on the sidelines anymore. It's not for the bonuses. It's for what's going to happen in the next few years. So let me ask you this time. I don't want to keep you too long, Eric. I know you've had a long day, but what's the timely advice and the guidance for the rest of the year for us? What do we need to focus on?
I think the right word is focus, right? You know, there's all these things that is out of your control, really. I mean, there's stuff that we're working on, and I could tell you, you know, all day about some of the stuff that we're working on, but, you know, we're working to get all that stuff done. That's the kind of stuff that we can control, that we can change, that we can do. But what you guys do, what you guys do best is, you know, sharing the AMBIT opportunity with others. You know, there's a lot of people who are coming out of this, you know, pandemic. You know, people have changed the way they work, changed the way they kind of communicate with others. They've changed the mindset. I know a lot of people left their jobs because, you know, during the pandemic, because they saw that, you know, being able to have more control of their own time, whether it being able to pick up their kids, being able to, you know, spend more time with family because people were working remotely and people were working from home. So, you know, Vistra is a great example. You know, we're never going to be back in the office full time. Before the pandemic, Vistra was very much, hey, you're in the office, you know, from 8 to 5 or whatever, and from Monday through Friday. But now when we come back, we'll have some kind of hybrid work environment. We'll be in the office a couple of days. But then they also saw that we're able to get our work done remotely, and people want to be able to continue those relationships with others. So what better opportunity than the Ambit opportunity to give people their flexibility and time back, and, you know, and be able to do something that really, you know, kind of takes that worry away from, oh my gosh, how am I going to, you know, continue to earn extra income and make money, but still be able to do it on my own terms, right? So I think the Ambit opportunity is the perfect conversation for those people. You know, we've all got our stories coming out of this pandemic, but, you know, the Ambit opportunity is a great conversation starter to say, hey, how's your past couple of years been? Well, let me tell you about my experiences, what I've done, you know, because of the Ambit opportunity and what it's been able to afford me to do for my family. And maybe that's something somebody wants to be a part of as well. So, you know, like I said, we're going to do everything that we can on our end that we can take care of and focus on. But I would just say focus on getting as many people in front of the Ambit opportunity as possible, and then get as many people to come to Ambition when we launch registration, you know, this later this week, and just take care of the things that you guys do best, and we're going to do everything we can to take care of what we do best, and that's continue to enhance the opportunity that you guys are so good at sharing.
That's awesome. Fantastic, sir. Fantastic. I want to end with one question here. I wrote this down. I know what is most rewarding for you. I kind of know that. But what is the most rewarding aspect of your job here, or what's the most demanding aspect of your job here, sir?
It's the people, 100%, Mir. I mean, I've been very fortunate to work for, you know, three great companies, you know, Excel, and then that company that I worked for, you know, in between, you know, Ambit and Excel, and now Ambit Energy. And, you know, the things that really have set Ambit apart, you know, more than any others, is just the quality of people that I've not only been able to work with internally, you know, people like Daryl and Kristen, and, you know, now some of the new leaders within Vistra, but, you know, it's people like you, Mir, and the other leaders out there. I mean, just the fact that, you know, to be successful, I'm more successful when you guys are more successful, and you guys are more successful when you bring new people and really, you know, lead from behind. It's just an amazing, amazing thing to see. And I've met so many people from so many different walks of life, so many different demographics, so many different parts of the country, so many different stories. But, you know, the stories are maybe different, but the quality of the people is just unimaginable. And there's nothing that, you know, I could recreate at any other company to be able to be around such a great, great, great group of people. It's, you know, it's not people I work with and work for. It's a family, and I really, really believe that, you know, Ambit is my family, and just those people and relationships. So I know that my life is richer, you know, just because of the people that I've been able to meet and continue to get to work with and have the pleasure of working with, you know, every day. It's not always easy on our end as well. Just like we say, the Ambit opportunity is a simple business, but it's not always easy. But the thing that keeps me going and keeps me getting up and every day and fighting the good fight and having fun as well is the people.
Absolutely, sir. That's well said. And we thank you very much for staying with us and leading us and guiding us along the way. Because, you know, without your help, without you dedicating your life and dedicating the time that you dedicate to us, I mean, you're on the road all the time. You're actually helping us grow the business, you know, hands-on. So most of you guys who have not met Eric in person, if you have not, take the opportunity this time. Ambition is going to be in person. It's in Dallas, guys. There is no online option. So you buy the ticket. I think tomorrow, this week, this is opening up registration. And I know that registration is going to be, I think it's actually a few dollars cheaper. It's $20 cheaper if you do it during the time frame there for the first couple of days. So why don't you go ahead and sign yourself up and get your consultant signed up to also. And then make sure that we're attending Ambition in person. Guys, listen, and when you go to Ambition, if you get a chance to meet with Eric in person, he is one of the most funnest guys around. You know, he's a leader of leaders. He's a powerful, powerful person in Ambit Energy. And I thank my friend, my mentor, Mr. Eric Johnstone, for giving us this time from his, you know, busy schedule. So today, any last words before I let you go, sir?
No, I think you summed it up perfectly, Mir, as far as, you know, ambition and the experience around that. You know, we had a limited, you know, in-person, you know, event that was hybrid this past year, and just the people who were able to come, you know, I think it's just we saw how powerful and important that was, and so we knew that, you know, in order to get as many people here, we were going to open it up to everyone, regardless of what happens. And so we're committed to that. And I understand that it is an investment. You know, I heard people from a lot different parts of the country that'll make the investment to, you know, to fly here and to get your hotel room. And we realize that it's an investment of time and money for a lot of people. But you know, we're going to be making an investment in you as well, and we're excited about it. And I can't wait to see everybody in person. And, you know, and I thank you for the kind words, but as I said, I mean, I wouldn't be here without you guys as well. And I totally understand that. I'm humbled by, you know, by the leadership that we have out there. So, you know, I would love to take all the credit for the kind words you said, but I understand, man. I want to be around you guys and be back in and, you know, talking with you guys, because I learned just as much of you guys as hopefully that, you know, if I'm able to impart some wisdom as well, it's that's icing on the cake. So I can't wait. So yeah, get people registered for it. We'll have that open very, very soon, this week, and save a little bit of money on the beginning, and then we'll have some bonuses tied to to, you know, people who register as well. We'll have some bonuses and different things leading up to Ambition as well, to hopefully give you some opportunity to make some of that airfare and you know, hotel room information back. And we're going to have a great event. It's going to be an exciting way to kind of you know, get everybody focused on, you know, the cool things we have moving forward. So I appreciate it, Mir. Thank you very much for giving me the time tonight. Yeah, makes me realize how much I miss everybody as well. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing as many of you guys as I can.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And congratulations to your son for winning the basketball game tonight, sir.
You know, it was a good day for basketball, Mir. My son won his basketball tournament in his summer or his spring league, and then the Mavericks won today as well. So, you know, it's a good day, so I couldn't think of a better way to top off my great Mother's Day than with a couple of good wins and then getting to talk to you guys. So hey, this has been, you know, it may be Mother's Day, but you know, I've had a pretty good day being a dad as well. So it's all good. I appreciate it.
We all appreciate you. I'm gonna open up the lines. I want you guys to tell Eric how thankful you are and make sure that we're registered. All of you guys get registered today. Nothing. Whenever this Ambition registration opens up, I expect you guys to be, you know, prompt about it too. Also, so thank you guys. Let me go ahead and unmute.